Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my finest, one would say my world's finest, the world's finest friend anyone could hope for, Frank.
Oh, no, I have to live up to that. That's not fair.
Yeah, well,
I can't be mean to you now?
Can't be what to me now?
Can't be mean to you? I can't make mean jokes?
Well, I guess you could be snarky, because that's what friends do.
I guess that's true.
But then you have to apologize and end every episode with a hug.
That's true. Yeah. It has to be like a moral of the story at the end of every episode. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
What are you drinking, world's finest friend?
I am drinking Sam Adams Escape Route, their limited release. It's a good old-fashioned German Kolsch-style beer. How about you?
That's fun. I'm drinking Sam Adams Noble Pils. Classic style, we use Bohemian Spring Barley in all five noble hops for the citrusy hop character in bright and refreshing flavor. What are the five noble hops? This feels like a quiz.
It's like the noble gases on the periodic table.
What are the five noble gases?
I have no idea. I have heard of noble hops. I didn't know there were five noble hops.
Interesting. Are there also five noble gases?
Are there five of them? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think maybe there are six.
I'm sure.
I don't know. You know what I do?
You know what I do know, Tim?
Yeah, what do you know?
It's that Batman v Superman comes out soon.
It does.
It comes out real soon. And
did
I'm
you
really
get
excited.
Your tickets?
I did not yet, actually.
Well, what kind of super fan are you?
The kind of fan who's not going to be able to see it opening.
You have the worst
opening day.
Luck for these things. Couldn't I know. See well, Star like, Wars opening
could,
weekend.
I saw it opening weekend. I didn't see it opening day.
That's true.
I will see this opening weekend. It's not opening day.
Okay.
That's the thing, is that they keep putting out these movies over holidays, and I'm like, well, I'm busy that day, but literally any other day.
Yep, I'm good.
But not opening day.
Yeah.
However, to prepare for this auspicious, historic occasion, we thought that it'd be fun to watch some of our favorite Batman-Superman crossovers.
Indeed.
From Superman the Animated Series.
Right.
And that, watch them we did.
Yep.
And it was fun.
Five of them.
Five episodes.
I was very tired.
Yeah.
By the end of the rewatch.
It was a commitment, you know?
Yeah, by that last episode, I was like, okay.
I'm ready to talk about it now.
We've crossed over enough now.
Lots of crossing over.
I hope that's not how I feel when I watch the movies, 2.5 hours of them crossing over, like, okay, here on the screen again. It's a two shot of both of you.
Don't cross
your
streams.
Your chests are bigger than your heads. We get it. You know, it's all fine.
Large chest.
I guess everybody's chest is bigger than their head.
I mean, yeah.
But their chests are like many heads together.
Many headed chests.
Many heads of chest. So anyways, so that first one, these crossovers took place when Batman the Animated Series moved from Fox Kids to Kids WB.
Yes, that's right.
And Superman the Animated Series was already on Kids
Premiered
WB,
on Kids WB,
for the first season. And so in its second season, Batman crossed over in a three-parter, World's Finest.
World's Finest.
And then later on in the second season, they crossed over for Nighttime. And then for the demon within.
Nighttime with a K. Worth mentioning.
Right. So let's start with World's Finest. When was the last time you watched this?
Last time I watched this was probably 8 years ago or so.
That long ago?
Yeah,
a while back.
Yeah, the last time I did a complete watch through of Superman the Animated Series. Yeah.
Interesting.
So probably about 8-ish years ago or so. I do remember the first time. I remember watching those episodes live. I think particularly the first one where Lois and Bruce end up at the ball.
Yeah, that's
the first part, right? Yeah. So we just watched it, but still,
it's not a ball. It's a restaurant.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, here's the thing: is when I was a kid, I remember it being a ball. So that's
really?
So it's stuck in my head that way. Yeah, I remember watching that episode live.
They're
on
a roof
morning.
With tables. It must be a fancy ball, like Cinderella.
I remember them being dressed up and dancing and everything, and I was like, oh yeah, they must be at some Bruce Wayne had a fundraiser, you know, whatever.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
So yeah, that's how I remembered it. But yeah, I remember seeing that episode in particular. It's one of the very few episodes that I actually remember watching live when it aired. Mm-hmm. I remember the premiere. I've talked about that a few times in the show.
Was it a nighttime premiere or a daytime premiere?
It was a nighttime premiere, you ass. Yeah. You ass hat. It was a Sunday night. And I was really excited about it.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, really? Oh, like, I thought you were making fun of me because how many times I told this story.
Legitimately, legitimately
it was an
asking.
Premiere. It was a Sunday night.
Because Batman premiered at night, and I'm fairly
sure. Oh, it did. Okay.
I'm fairly certain Superman.
Superman premiered at night. It was a Sunday night, and they showed all three episodes of the premiere.
Yep.
In as in like a movie, like one night. But yes, yeah, so I remember watching that. It was like a big event for me. And then I remember watching this episode. I remember watching the Mixed Spitalik episode.
Okay. Which was, you just remember watching those on TV?
On TV. Okay. Yeah, those are the ones that stand out to me as having watched them on TV.
Like episode 2. Yeah. Not for real any particular reason. That's the episode we learned how Superman shaves. We've talked about this before.
Well, I liked it because I was like, that sounds like Iago.
Yeah. But it can't be the same thing.
Can't be. There's no way.
Iago was a parrot.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Obviously.
He's not a character from the fifth dimension.
Right, exactly. So yeah, I remember watching for the first time. When was the last time you watched these?
You know, I don't really remember. Back in my days of working at Blockbuster, we used to put on this movie out of the clamshell pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Because you could only put things that are G and PG on the screen, and maybe PG-13 if it was, you know, like 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know, when the little kids wouldn't be in the store, and you wouldn't get yelled at by customers for it.
So you had the edition that was the three episodes strung together as a movie.
All three strung together. I don't remember watching the premiere though. I remember watching the premiere of the Superman Batman like Adventure Hour during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that first episode, but I don't remember watching this three-parter. Though I know I did. But going back and watching this, I had the same feeling I had when I was a kid. It's like they're together.
They're
on screen the same time. And that's definitely a layover from my youth.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a nostalgia factor.
Because you watch 5 seasons of Justice League where they're on screen together almost every episode.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's fine. Right. There they are. But for first time meeting adventures are always maybe more exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And especially if you remember, like, we remember that airing. We remember the importance that it had for us in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that carries over.
That's right.
Yeah.
97 or 98?
97.
97, okay.
I saw it on
good. Checking, good. Do you think that Batman and Superman are serviced equally in that crossover?
In the first one, in the World's Finest, I think they actually kind of are. Yeah. And I think Bruce, Clark, Batman, and Superman all get a pretty fair amount of screen
and
time.
Lois gets quite a bit of time.
But I mean, between the two of them, mm-hmm. their two personas each get a fair amount of screen time.
Right.
Yeah. And Lois has Bruce as a romantic interest. So
yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always liked it.
Now, here's the thing about this Bruce Wayne or this Batman in the Bruce Tim universe. He has a romantic relationship with both of Superman's main love interests, or two out of the three of Superman's main love interests. He's got Lois and he skips Lana.
Yeah.
But he's got some kind of romantic entanglement with Wonder Woman in Justice
League. That is true.
So Superman's got three big love interests in Batman in the Bruce Tim universe. But
Superman doesn't have any kind of romantic involvement with Wonder Woman in
the show. No.
But you mean traditionally.
If you're looking at Superman now.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Batman has gone after, in this little universe, Batman has gotten the girl that Superman can't.
Two out of three times. Hmm.
Though I think by Justice League, they do have episodes in which they are together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think by that point, they're like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, life's good for them. It's whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
We got adventuring off planet to do. We don't have time for the soap opera part.
Yeah, exactly.
So the premise is that, in case people don't know, is that Joker comes to Lex Luthor with some kryptonite, you know, saying like, for $1 billion, I'll kill Superman.
Yep.
And, you know, and Lex agrees because he's an idiot. And so Superman is aware, but Batman comes to town looking for the Joker. And that's kind of where this big whole crossover is set up. But everyone's got a counterpoint, which is, except for Lois, I think. Maybe Lois is the only one who'd be left at, you know, she's kind of the seventh wheel of the of the thing, because there's the Batman Superman, or the Bruce and the Clark, there's the Lex and the Joker, there's the Mercy and the Harley, and then there's Lois.
Yeah.
And kind of Alfred, but they're, you know, they never intersect. that way. So if they were all to go out to a fancy dinner, Lois
and Alfred would be their stag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they would just sit together. But then Lois would probably abandon Alfred for Bruce.
Probably.
Because, you know, yeah. of the haha.
But then, good one. Yeah. But then Alfred would be serving her breakfast in the bed the next morning when Bruce right. is gone. So
absolutely.
You know.
And Bruce would be like, I have a business meeting out of town. I have to go to places.
Pull Tony Stark.
And Alfred would be like, oh, we're going to be here quite a while. You know, damn it, Alfred. Yeah.
By the way, we have some real time follow up from a listener.
Oh.
And there are 6 noble guesses.
Good.
So this does not count as my one look up.
Because it magically appeared on your phone.
That's correct. Good. I didn't look it up. It didn't
6
work.
6 noble guesses. Could you please list them?
Yes,
for
I can.
Me? Thank you.
Thank you for asking. It's helium, neon, argon, krypton, Ooh. Xenon, and radon. I'm sorry, krypton.
And xenon, girl of the 21st century?
Yes. And
Excellent.
Radon.
Excellent.
Yes. Argon, like Argo City.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I got. So, and helium that makes Superman's voice really high pitched.
Did you know the world's running out of helium?
No.
Yeah. So if we keep using helium at the rate that we're using it now, in 30 years, the world will have no more helium.
Wow.
How weird. How scary is that?
That's
Think of
weird.
All the birthday parties that won't be as fun anymore.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it's going to do for the rest of the world because I'm not a doctor, but.
Yeah, wow.
Or a scientist in any way.
Nope.
No. I mean, I didn't know the 6 noble gases. I didn't even know there were 6 noble gases. So it shows you how much about science I know.
Yeah.
But I do know that the world is running out of helium. So you can trust my opinion.
Well, there you go.
I know nothing about science, but I know that one science.
You're very, very trustworthy.
Yeah.
You're very trustworthy beard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So what's this about them making haha?
Yeah. So there's a couple of sex jokes. Yeah. There are a couple of sex jokes in that world's
definitely,
finest crossover.
I definitely didn't catch them obviously at the time, but even now, because I'm watching it with such a, like an eye for, oh, like this is a kid's show.
Right.
That those go over my head now even because
oh, really?
A little bit because I'm not looking for them. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm not watching it with that in mind at all.
Well, they don't go over my head, so that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, that is what you're here for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the show does a nice job of it's just like a old school Disney movie. It does a nice job of making it go over the kid's head so
yeah, exactly.
can giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, when the kid can turn and be like, why are you laughing? That wasn't funny.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, no.
Or like the Muppets
reason.
Too. Like subtle enough with the adult humor. But you know, but it's there's a layer there for the kids and a layer there for the adults.
Right. It's good writing.
Yeah.
So out of that world's fine, out of the world's finest, out of those 3 episodes,
yep.
did you have a particular moment that you were like, this is good. This is a good mo.
When they first get together, like when Batman arrives for the first time.
So you talk about the club scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when Batman first shows up, it's just like, they're together, like it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like the moment you've been waiting for, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So that's the thing that gets me
and
gets
it's
me excited.
It's smart writing that they go through that, you know, like, yeah, we find out who each other's
when he x-rays the mask.
You
and,
peaked. And
yeah.
We get the, you know, and then we get the little tracker on that. Batman's tracker. So it's one, it's shaped like a bat, and two, it's got a blinky red light on it.
Yeah, there's nothing like hidden about it. It's
no.
the least secret thing.
Do you think he has 2 versions, one that is hidden and one that's not? And so when he wants people to find it, he puts the obnoxiously blinky one on to see how long it'll take.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I said this.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Well, I said this off air. This is the fourth season. This is the fourth season of that show.
Of Batman.
When he hopped over.
Yeah.
Season 1 through 3, Batman is a nice person.
Yeah.
You know, he's got an edge, but he's a nice, like, he's a nice guy. He's a total dick.
Yeah,
in
he is.
Season 4.
Yeah.
Like, all the way through. He's not a nice person. Because even in the, if we skip to the nighttime episode, you know, like, you know, Bruce Wayne is missing and, you know, Bruce calls Tim Drake, Robin, to be like, yo, I'm out of town doing stuff. And then he calls Wayne Enterprise, be like, I'm on vacation and he's smiling and all that stuff. And Tim is remarking to Superman, he's like, look how that's weird. He's smiling.
You
know what I mean? That's the Batman that we've moved into this, you know.
That's exactly
for you. Yeah. Because I'm Batman.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. No, it is true. It is quite a shift that for it got darker oddly in that way.
Yeah. Almost it was snap, you know.
Yeah.
My suit isn't highlighted with blue anymore.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. I don't have time for yellow symbols. Only black.
Only black.
Because I'm Batman.
Batman.
But I mean, even some of this, even the way that he talks to some people, like when he bursts the Daily Planet in the second episode of World's Finest.
Yep.
And Lois is there, he's like, let me guess, you're the only one here.
Yes.
It's like, what about that nice janitor that was right there? What about the janitor?
What about the janitor?
And but Lois doesn't say anything.
No, she doesn't. She's like, yeah, she's like,
yeah, Batman, I'm definitely the only one here.
Definitely just me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll definitely take your shirt off in the next 2 minutes.
Let's get down.
Yeah. Which we did remark also at this off air. Batman doesn't have nipples in this show.
Okay. Yeah. No, he doesn't. Which you joked that maybe that was a strong reaction to Batman and Robin the movie.
Yeah, or Batman Forever. Or Batman as I said before, he has nipples in Batman Forever, yeah. And everyone forgets. I don't know why.
But it's Clooney's bat nipples that really everyone remembers. Val Kilmer.
That's because there are a lot of crotch shots at the same time.
That is true.
I think there's a lot of gratuitous yes. matter, male and female anatomy.
Yes.
But
yes.
fake male and female anatomy in those films. So maybe it is that reaction to all that stuff. But let's talk about Nighttime.
Yes, Nighttime.
Actually, hold on. Before we talk about Nighttime, I just want to remark at the, you know how I hate, you know, I won't kill you, but I don't have to save you.
Yes.
You know, I hate that because it's dumb.
Because it's, you might as well kill him.
Yes,
then,
yes,
like,
you do, Batman. Right. That's why you wear the stupid outfit.
That's why you're Batman. That's why you wear the stupid
That's why you dress up like a bat, you know, because you save people. And so, he does the exact same. He does that in this episode where, you know, the plane is going down and
Joker.
Like, I'll get Harley. You get Luthor.
Right.
And we're just going to leave Joker here because I don't have to save him.
Yeah,
because
I don't like him.
He's just on the floor. He could pick him up and bring him down. Superman is definitely
strong enough
to carry all of them.
Right.
But no.
No.
No. It's dumb. It's dumb.
I agree. But it's not out of character. I'm just saying, there's a trend of Batman doing that. Therefore, it's not out of character.
So it depends on the media, doesn't it? Because there's a trend in the Nolan movies of him doing
that. Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
And he definitely does kill people in the Tim Burton movies. Actually, in all of those movies.
Yeah, he does.
He straight up kills Joker and Penguin and Two-Face. I think Two-Face arguably even more than the others, because Joker could climb the ladder in the helicopter and survive.
Yes.
Penguin necessarily didn't have to fall into the toxic chemicals. Batman doesn't know they're toxic down there.
But
he straight up kills Two-Face.
Probably. Yeah. But as with all things comic book, like, there's always a chance that they're alive somehow. You know, like, there's always the, like, oh, I guess I climb back up the ladder. You know, like, that type of thing.
Not all those skyscrapers that fell down.
That's different.
Oh, my God.
That's different.
Yeah, that was horrifying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't remember that at all.
I didn't either. I didn't remember it being, like, that much, like, carnage.
No.
Yeah.
It was a terrible amount of skyscrapers falling down.
Yeah. It was, like almost Man of Steel level.
It was the 90s.
It was the 90s.
Yeah, there's even people running away from those buildings falling.
I know.
Crazy.
Nuts.
So let's talk about Nighttime.
Nighttime is the right time.
Batman has gone missing, as I've said, and Superman uses precise muscle control in his pretty good ear to imitate Batman, which... some of the best cartoon physical comedy that we've seen maybe on this show.
Yeah. I mean, watching Clark as Batman smile and then catch himself and then become serious.
Mm-hmm.
Good physical comedy.
Funny. When he's talking to Commissioner Gordon, and he's like, he's got his chin up like he's in the army.
Yeah.
Or when he's like, you know, like, right there, look at that picture. And he's like, yes, Bane.
Kick the table.
That's a good one.
Just do it.
Yep. All of it. It's good. It's a good straight man, funny man.
Yes, that's right.
But Superman is like a nervous straight man. He's not really, you know, he doesn't exactly know what he's doing. But it is fun to see bat villains freak out with Superman using super speed and everything thinking it's Batman.
Oh, my God. Yeah, with Mad Hatter.
Yeah,
curiouser. Yeah, just watching him, freaking him out, curiouser and curiouser. Great line.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This episode, you know, like, he fights Bane and Riddler and Mad Hatter, you know, at the beginning. And Roxy Rocket at the beginning. But all I could think about when Superman as Batman is fighting Bane is that Batman skit with Pete Holmes, that skit where he's where he's like, you know, like, you want to team up, you know, like, why? My worst villain is a roided out jock who straight up broke my back. That was what my first thought went to, because Superman just demolishes him in a second.
He does.
Which really diminishes the level of, that's why you can't have too many stories where Batman gets powers or something. He dresses like it diminishes any villain that Batman comes across.
Right.
Maybe except for psychological game villains like the Joker that we saw in World's Finest.
Yes, that's right.
You know, it's a different kind of game. But the Batman's physical villains you have no shot.
That's true. But even those psychological villains, they always manage to dodge getting blown up and stuff like that. Like,
right.
Even though they are mostly like in the mind, but they're mostly playing mind tricks. Like, they have some physical prowess where they're able to get away from physical attacks.
Right. Yeah. Well, this show twists, because it's a Superman episode, ends up having a Superman villain at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want you to talk about that.
So it turns out, why was Bruce missing? Well, it turns out he's not actually missing. He's at Wayne Aerospace, they called it, right? Yeah.
Wayne Enterprises owns everything.
Right.
They do anything they want.
Right. So they find these, like, nanobots that were taking over, they presume were taking over Bruce, and when they find him, he's trying to launch a rocket, and it turns out that Brainiac is behind the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And mind controlling
him. Mr. Freeze of Superman's universe.
Yeah, wow, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. And so he's been, like, controlling Bruce's mind and trying to get him to launch a rocket.
Right.
So Superman, as Batman, comes out, and he's all like, you're trying to do the thing you do where you collect worlds, and I'm not going to let you do that here on Earth. And and then Brainiac's all like, I'm just going to burn you because you're just a human. And then he's like, my costume may have burned away, but I'm still Superman inside.
It's weird that he was wearing the Superman costume underneath the Batman costume.
I mean, he wears it under everything, right?
Yeah.
So,
yes, that's true. Underneath my jammies, yeah. Wearing my Superman costume.
You never know when you're going to have to do a good shirt rip.
Yep.
You never know.
Underneath my real Kryptonian skin, wearing my Superman costume. There are many layers to Superman.
He's like a super onion.
Yeah, he's or like a parfait.
Ooh,
a Kryptonian parfait.
Ooh, yeah, or like a 7-layer dip.
I'm hungry. And you fed me dinner, so
I did.
This episode, it almost feels kind of disjointed with that Brainiac reveal at the end. As much as I like Brainiac, it's almost like this is whatever. You know what I mean? Like, Brainiac could have gotten to space any other way.
Sure.
You know, he didn't necessarily need Bruce Wayne. I think he could have gone to any
He's
other.
Brainiac.
I think he could have gone to any other company that, you
he
know,
could have built himself
NASA,
a rocket.
Could have built himself. I think this is absolutely like, we want to have Superman pretend to be Batman, so this will be fun. We'll just do it this way, which is fine because I got some good physical comedy out of it.
Oh yeah, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And Tim Drake, right?
Yes, Drake. It's Tim Drake with Jason Todd's origin.
Right. They love doing that.
Yeah. Well, it was. I don't know why they did it. I actually don't know, because Tim Drake was already Robin in the comics by this point for a little less than a decade at this point.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why they merged them together like that, because that was the deal with Green Lantern. On
right.
Superman
did Kyle
too.
Rayner. With Hal Jordan's origin,
sort of
a modified,
yeah, because it's Kyle Rayner who is the artist,
yeah,
but it's Abin Sur with the ring and Sinestro, yeah. So it's like this weird merger of the two.
Mm-hmm.
That one I understand more because Kyle was the Green Lantern in the 90s.
At that time, yes.
At the time, Hal was dead.
But the fact that they use Hal's story is still kind of unusual.
Kyle's story is that interesting. His origin, like, tell me Kyle Rayner's origin.
No, I mean, yeah, I know.
You know, like, I think that's the, you know,
yeah, I guess. I mean, Hal's my favorite Green Lantern, so, like, I'm not.
And the guys doing the show, I also grew up as Hal.
That's
their guy.
True. That's it.
So
it's much like Jeff Johns always wants to brings back Barry, brings back Hal, like, every chance he gets.
Bring back the guys, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when people always revert, like, oh, this is the time that I really loved, and that's what I'm going to make comics look like.
You're
again.
Right. You're
so,
right. That's it.
Yeah, that's why you see. Sometimes that creates a fun new thing, though. Like, it doesn't bother me that it's Kyle Rayner.
No, not at all. I love Kyle Rayner.
Yeah, it's a new and interesting personality and on the show and whatever else. But
absolutely.
We didn't really watch that episode. I kind of skipped forward.
We just skipped that scene.
But set stuff up.
Nighttime.
Like, oh, watch this Green Lantern episode.
Nighttime was a really fun. It was good comedic stuff. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, and the last one, The Demon Within.
Demon Within
is a Rachel Ghoul episode in which the Lazarus Pit has pretty much stopped working for him, and he looks like Jafar in the jail when he talks to Aladdin.
Yes.
He's like, you will go to the Cave of Wonders.
Yes.
And he's got the little weird, you know, like I don't know what, not overbite, underbite of, like, ewy teeth, technical term.
Ewy
teeth.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
Cool.
E-W-Y. Ewy. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Ewy teeth.
Cool.
So he's, you know, so he makes Talia steal this, like, Native American staff that has magical properties so he can steal Superman's powers.
Right.
And Batman's all like, oh, but Ra's al Ghul is my villain, so I should probably be here to stop it, you know, because I'm Batman.
And Superman unwittingly helps her steal that,
yeah,
that
pretty
staff.
Much. Yeah, because he throws the League of, I think they are the League of Assassins in this show.
I thought so.
Yeah, because the League of Shadows
Spider-Man
doesn't start till Batman Begins. Right, but
yeah.
I can't remember if they actually called them assassins on the show. I can't remember if they could use that word or not.
Mm.
So they might just call them the League.
Oh, that could be.
I think it is Assassins. Yeah. I want to say it is. Because that's how I knew what they were. Yeah. So, and they're weird Spider-Man masks.
It's freaking me out, man.
Yeah. So I don't understand why. If they can have big eyes.
I mean, but fine. But yeah, big eyes, but they looked exactly like Spider-Man. Yeah,
they also look like Grendel. And Deadpool.
No, they look like Spider-Man.
Not the monster Grendel from Beowulf, like the comic character. I saw your face, and you were like, no, that's not what Grendel looks like. Yeah.
Horror. Yeah. No, but I they're Spider-Man.
They were one of the first. Spider-Man was one of the first people to have a mask like that. Or maybe he's the most iconic person to have a mask
by
like
far.
That.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean other people can't use them. You know.
It's not what I'm saying.
It's fine. I know what it is. I'm just being difficult. I do think they look like Spider-Man, and it does throw me off, but it's fine. So this episode, also feels like we're nearing the end. Like, this is the third to last episode of the whole series,
mm-hmm,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel a little like, you know, we just want them to team up one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't feel exactly well thought out because Ra's doesn't even get kryptonite, and I feel like somebody with the immense resources that Ra's al Ghul has, like, if the Joker can walk into an antique shop and get kryptonite, then you, Ra's al Ghul, should also be able
exactly,
to get kryptonite.
Exactly. And I also feel like the whole episode felt like a Batman episode with Superman in it, as opposed to the others that felt more like Superman episodes with Batman in them
because even though it takes place all in Gotham, feels like
a Superman episode
because it's got a lighter tone.
Yeah. This is one that is much darker overall than the others that we've discussed, and so it feels more like a Batman episode that has Superman in it.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just an observation.
No, it's interesting. It's also weird that Batman guested on Superman's show,
mm-hmm.
but not the other way around.
Yeah.
This all took. Superman did kind of establish, the show was established as like, this is where the guest appearances are.
Yes.
Because you get Aquaman and Green Lantern and Dr. Fate.
Flash.
They all show up on Superman's show. It's like, I don't know, Arrow. You know, all the guests show up on this show before getting their own show.
Yeah.
Or I would say Smallville, but it has that, you know, like they all show up on Superman's show instead of getting their own.
Yeah.
But that's whatever. That's not the point of this conversation.
It makes sense because Superman would be able, like, Superman lends himself to team ups more easily than Batman, where Batman's more of a, you know, he works on his own.
That's true.
More often.
That's true. Well, this episode, Demon Within, Superman spends a lot of time in subjugation.
It's true.
Like, he's basically got a collar on.
Yeah,
you know,
for like half the episode.
Yeah, and then by the end, he's like, oh, I'm free now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to fly, though. I'm just going to run us out of here.
He is weak from the power draining and stuff.
Sure.
I do like that Ra's actually does try to save Talia.
Yes.
Because there are other episodes with Ra's where he's just like, nah, man, she's dead. Whatever.
Too bad, sucker.
I'm super old. I'll make another daughter. It's no big deal.
I'll make another daughter.
Yeah. Ra's, when he saw the, you know, the WB news, you know, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? And Ra's is like, nope, but I'll just make new ones because I'm Ra's al Ghul. I can do what I want because of Lazarus Pit, except now.
Hey.
Yeah. Plus, we know they survive because, well, at least Talia
and Ra's
are in Batman Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
One
mm-hmm.
of the best Batman Beyond episodes, I say.
So good.
It's a great episode.
So good.
Yeah. Do you have anything further to add to any of this movie news and nonsense?
I really enjoy these overall. And yeah, I think to hammer home what we said before, like, it really does bring you back to when I was, you know, 7-8 years old and just really excited that these characters were crossing over. Like just so excited, so happy to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And watching it, you know, for the first time in a while, it brought me right back. I was like, oh man, like, this really was exciting. And even though we've seen it, you know, a bunch of times now, and there was a whole show about it, and there's a movie coming out about it, it's still exciting because that was like one of the first ones we saw. You know, it was one of the first times we saw that. So, yeah, for me, it was super exciting, and it was really fun to rewatch these.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the movie.
Makes me excited for Batman v Superman. I wonder if, do you think you'll have that same sense of, like, there they are together? I don't think so, because I've seen too many trailers now. There they are together. It's not a surprise anymore.
I always, like, every Superman movie, I manage to get that feeling, though.
That's nice.
And every like, Star Wars movie, too, like, when I see the Long Time Ago.
I didn't ask about Star Wars. No.
I'm just saying. Wow. I'm just saying, I often have that feeling about things that I associate with my childhood. So yeah, I feel like I probably will.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I will.
I didn't ask if you did.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to read a review that I have here.
An iTunes review?
An iTunes review, which anybody is welcome to leave us. Yeah. 5 stars helps us a lot. Gets the word out there. All that stuff. I have one here. It says, great show from the Rhymesmith. 5 stars. This podcast is great. It's fun to listen to. It's fun to listen to other nerdy geeks geek out about movies, TV shows, and comics. Great insight. And Tim and Frank are hilarious. Well, thank you. We do try. I sure don't. And we're humble. I sure don't listen to 70 podcasts, but I'm glad I listened to this one. Keep up great work. Because nobody listens to 70 podcasts, Frank. That's an absurd amount of podcasts to listen to.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
That's insane.
I know.
Do you listen to Star Wars? I meant to ask you this, and I'll ask you on air, because why not? Do you listen to Star Wars Oxygen at double speed?
I used to.
But then you realize you were missing all the music.
Well, yeah. It wasn't working. I mean, I did for a very brief time, and now I listen to it at regular speed now.
Yeah. Because I know, because most you listen to it, you know.
At like 1.5 or 2x. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But not that one. I can't. Okay. There's a couple that I don't. There's a couple that I don't. Because timing for different reasons. Yeah. It depends on the show for various reasons, but yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Well, you can find us. If you're not leaving us an iTunes review, you can certainly find us on iTunes. You can find us on Overcast and Stitcher Radio and Satchel. And you can find us, like us, review us, heart us, whatever, on all those places. You can email us, tweet us, find us on Facebook at Beer with Geeks, and on the Gmail as well. Those are all the places to find us. You can also find us on Supergirl TV Talk and Legends TV Talk. Those are the best places to find us all over the internet. I'm at Frank Ramblings on Twitter.
And I'm at Timp_Gannon.
And that's
until we say.
That's us.
That's us.
And until next time.
Cheers.